At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brenson. I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We have a full house on the program. Donnie Wrightside's going to step up and in. We'll get into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and all of the props and All-Star Series. It has been dominant as of late. The American League, of course, has won 9 times in a row. If you want to dig down deeper, if we go back the last 25 years, 26 to be exact, because we didn't play during the COVID year. The American League, Cam, 21 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie in the last 25 All-Star games. 21-3 and 1. And I come to you telling you that I love the National League tonight. The streak ends tonight. The National
I'm
League
with you,
is
buddy.
Winning this game tonight.
Hey, I'm glad we're together. It's National League time. You see where your Expos jersey, National League representing. I just like what the National League brings to the table tonight, Marenzi. Like, the American League's missing a few big guns tonight, and I think this is the time to end the curse. I feel good about it as well. The line shifted a bit, too. It was interesting. When we first looked this morning, it was kind of like a pick 'em situation. National League small dogs, and then I saw up to -115 for the National League. Not tons of money, but, hey, I'm on the same side as you, brother. I like the National League.
And, of course, so the late-breaking news is Luis Robert, tightness in his calf, will not be playing tonight. Of course, participated in a home run derby last night, felt some tightness in his calf. They decided that he will not play tonight. So if you look at the American League, yeah, they've been dominant. They don't have their best home run hitter in Aaron Judge. So Aaron Judge isn't playing in this game. Shohei Ohtani is not pitching in this game. Yordan Alvarez, Houston Astros, big power bat, not playing in this game. Now you take Robert out of the lineup. We saw how dangerous he was last week with the White Sox and the Blue Jays, Cam. You know, you take this bat out of the lineup. The National League, bro, is basically the Atlanta Braves and LA Dodgers combined. Like, it's a ruthless lineup. The National League lineup is full of Hall of Famers and some serious good young players. You got Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuna Jr., and Aaron Addo, like, all batting in a row, bro. Like, the National League is the play.
It is. They have a way better lineup. You said it, and you know about Luis Robert. The guy hits home runs, Gabe, so guys on base, too. That's another home run bat. I look at this lineup and go, you know, they have some guys who can hit in the American League, but that's not even close to the comparison to the lineup that the National League brings to the table tonight. I don't even care about the starting pitching. You know what? Bottom line is this. When are you going to see I look at the National League guys, go dangerous, 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 dangerous. Like, every guy in the lineup looks amazing to me. American League, I'm not going to take anything away from Rosarena, Simeon. Those guys are great players, but I'm with you, man. The National League is strong, and we're going to buck the trend tonight, man. We liked them last night. We like them today. National League it is.
I'm seeing the batting order right now, Cam. Ronald Acuna Jr., Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Nolan Arenado. We didn't even get to look at the National League. So you got Acuna, who you can argue is the best player in the game right now. Everyone talks about Ohtani. Acuna is the first player in baseball history to have 20 home runs, 40 stolen bases, and 50 RBIs before the All-Star break.
Great necklace, so you got too.
Oh, Acuna.
Oh, did you see that thing? He's got a life-size necklace of himself. We gotta find the shot of it, Gabe. It's huge. It's like a Christmas ornament. It's diamonds in him. It's awesome.
Baseball players love those thick chains, bro.
Oh, man, this is thick.
Wow. line.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with Reggie Redhead. Cam Stewart, you'd think there's not a lot going on? Well, you'd be wrong.
There's a lot.
And in fact, I think I have 5 same game parlays today, Cam.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding.
Wow.
I have a same game parlay for the NBA Summer League. I have a same game parlay for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I have a same game parlay for the Canadian Elite Basketball League. That's right, Cam. We have a Winnipeg Sea Dragon same game parlay that we're going to be sharing.
We're going in some dangerous snake infested waters here.
And I've got not one, but 2 WNBA same game parlays.
Wow. Yeah, you came to the table locked and loaded, full
menu.
So
we got NBA Summer League tonight, WNBA basketball, yep. CEBL basketball, and Major League Baseball All-Star action. It's a full slate of action.
Good. We crushed the Summer League last night, bro. Like, Indiana murdered those guys early, Jazz. Like, hey, Summer League was fantastic to us yesterday.
Yeah, that parlay hit that. Plus 137. But
so
congratulations.
16-1, buddy. Guerrero and a Rosarena on my one. I did 2. Remember one with Robert lost, but a Rosarena and Vladdy. So, yeah, no, it was a good night, Morenci. It's been fantastic, actually. Let's keep the train rolling.
Yeah, we hit Vladimir last night at plus 400. I was going to be on Alonzo, but I got cold feet once we talked about it. Like, no one talks about it. We did on the show a lot yesterday. You've got to really focus in on who's pitching to these guys, more so than just the actual hitter. And we saw last night, one of the reasons why Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won last night is because John Schneider did such a great job. He was incredibly consistent putting the ball in the
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Same place over and over and over and over for Guerrero to get into a groove. If you look at all the pitchers throughout the night, Schneider was amongst the best of them. The Blue Jays had a great
week. The Dodgers guy? He was awful. The guy's making margaritas like 8 seconds between pitches. I'm like, throw a ball to Mookie. That guy was brutal. They know
the whole Mookie Betts experience was bad.
Oh yeah, no time.
The whole thing.
No timeout, no nothing. It's like, did you get the mail, pal? Like, you're right, Gabe. It was a train wreck.
He was like, all right. Like, he was like, no. Like, they even, the catcher said to him, hey, you could use a timeout. He just said, no, I'm good. You want to get it over with.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a Ranger Redhead. Cam Stewart. Donnie Wrightside in the house. Let's do this thing. We'll cut the small talk. Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Been absolutely dominated by the American League. Yet, it's a very strange trend, Donnie. They've won 9 in a row, and they've won 21 of the last 25. They've lost 3, and there was the one tie 1 year. Yet, if you look at the scores, it's not like the American League is winning 12-2 every year. It's just some weird anomaly. 3-2, 4-3. Like, they always win by one run. So, and in fact, I'm not opposed to run line parlays tonight for people who want to get a piece of kind of either team. These all-star games are generally pretty close. We can go over the scores. Like, it's few and far between where it's decided by more than two runs type of deal. But I don't know why, Donnie, because I always tell people don't bet against these streaks like this. But I actually just think the National League lineup is just far superior to the American leagues.
I actually think the National League is the better team tonight. But again, this, I'm taking my handicapping hat off. I actually took the American League tonight because it doesn't make any sense. They've won nine games in a row. They're not a better league overall. They don't have better players. But for some reason, the American League just plays better here. And when we, well, I could say, like, when we were growing up, Gabe, the National League hammered the American League
every single year.
Yeah. And it's crazy.
They won like 12 in a row, Donnie.
Yes. Yes. Complete domination.
Yeah, like the 70s, mid-70s into the 80s, yes. It was like the National League was an automatic. It was like, hey, the National League's going to beat them for sure. It's a strange anomaly, Cam. I can't really put my finger on it. I was wondering, we were talking about on Sports Rage last night, why is it? Is it like, because like Donnie said, there is no big discrepancy between the two leagues. This is just one of these weird, random type of sports streaks. But, and you know me, Cam. I don't even like the American League. And now the National League, they're all the same now, but I've always been very anti-American League over the years. Yet I've always bet the American League, Donnie, because I'm not dumb. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Like, the American League wins all the time. Exactly. It's a blind bet. You just take it. It's not just nine in a row. 21-3-1 in the last 25 years. I can't put my finger on it, Cam, as to why this is. But it ends tonight.
Damn right it ends tonight. I'm telling you, I don't understand it either. Like, a lot of the time, I remember even when I was betting the National League a couple of times, you stuck with the American League and just roll with the streak. But no, I love the National League lineup tonight. I think it's superior. Donnie, I get it too with the trends for the American League, but I'm one of those guys. I just put a bullet in trends sometimes. I should probably listen more than I ignore them. But I just think that the National League, just that lineup is just so superior tonight. And I think they're going to get the job done.
Another recent trend of this baseball game, the All-Star game, has been that the pitchers have had an advantage. Especially in this modern era, Donnie, you get these pitchers, bro, they know I'm only in for an inning, right? Yes. I can let it rip. I can, you know, they're really throwing 97 to 100 almost every pitch in an All-Star game. Sometimes you got batters coming in cold. They're coming in the fifth inning. They haven't batted. And then, boom, they got a guy throwing 98 at them. It's a tough spot for the hitters to be in. And this game has played to the under over the years, Donnie.
It has. And I'm bucking that trend on that one tonight. I took the over seven at -122 at FanDuel. You know what's the interesting part about this? You are exactly correct, Gabe. If you're saying as a pitcher, like Gerrit Cole comes in the game and goes, hey, I'm going to throw 100 in the first inning. Yeah, that good luck. You'll be out by the fourth inning. It's not going to help your team out. You have to be like, okay, I expect to go 7, 8, or 9 innings in this game. You throttle it down. They will be throwing hard. But I got to tell you, if we're looking at the starting lineups here of the, you know, let's just say the 1 through 9s, obviously we're going to get good hitters. The pitching seems a little lacking in this game from what it was in the years past. I'm talking like the generational pitchers being healthy, coming in for an inning or two, and then handing over to like an absolute rock star bullpen. A lot of these pitchers have either pitched on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, aren't going, or are injured here. So outside of like Zach Gallen and Gerrit Cole, who I do believe should be starting this game and could be dominant early, but after that, I'm not seeing like, oh my God, Chris Sale's coming in.
No Ohtani.
One out. Exactly.
Yeah. Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. No, there's a lot of big arms, like you said, that aren't, you know, that aren't pitching here.
Strider out. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. One thing though, too, is also, Cam, we talk about it. Everybody can hit home runs now. And when guys are throwing the ball 100 miles an hour, what happens if somebody connects, bro? They accidentally put it in the upper deck. And then suddenly you've got a 2-run shot right there. Last year it was a 3-2 final score for the American League. The year before it was 5-2. The game before that, we didn't play in between. It was 4-3. We had an 8-6 game. What's interesting, too, guys, last year, the National League actually scored 2 runs in the first inning and didn't score again for the rest of the game, which is kind of strange. Five of the last 6 years, there's been no run in the first inning, Donnie. What do you think about that tonight?
I know they have that odds boost up there, which is always you want to root and say, hey, get the top of the lineup, 1, 2, 3. But I do think it goes back to, again, these pitchers understand that they're in for basically one inning. They're going to let it rip here. Nobody's grooving fastballs like, hey, Cal Ripken's his last game here. Let me throw an 80-mile-an-hour meatball down the center. That's not happening tonight. That's not happening.
the old groove, Cal Ripken. The Cal Ripken groove.
That's the best.
Is that
the Michael Jordan groove?
I think it was in Toronto.
Yeah. I think you're right, yeah. Donnie. I sent you the tweet, Gabe, with the stuff. I figured it out on Twitter. I'm proud of myself. Give myself the Barry Horowitz.
Send it to the crew here. All right, send it to me. Send it to these guys.
I don't know. I look for Metal Matt. A guy who playing Slayer came up, so I just sent it to you. I don't know how to spell his last name. Yeah. I saw Sports Rage. Yeah, I know that one.
So I was actually at the Dodgers and Yankees game. I don't know. I guess it was about a month ago. But Garrett Cole pitched. And I was thinking, all right. You know what I mean? Because I was looking up batter versus pitcher, guys. But there is no, like, they don't have the same game log type of stuff for the All-Star game, which they really should. I like to see.
They should.
You know who?
They should.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, who does what against who? But I looked up the game I was at, and it's kind of, it does help because you got multiple Dodgers in this lineup. And they all struggled against Cole. I was there. Like, Mookie Betts struck out, I remember, like, the first at-bat of the game. I think he struck out. Freeman got a hit late in the game. Yeah, Freeman got like a double off the bull, you know, off the relievers, like in the eighth or something like that. So where I'm going with this, Donnie, is the Dodger players did not hit Garrett Cole, right? So Mookie Betts is batting third. You got Acuna batting first, and you got Freeman going second here. I think Cole can get through that, actually. And then you got Zach Gallen. I'm going to play no run in the first inning, Cam and Donnie. I'm going to play it.
I kind of like that. I do like no run in the first inning. I agree with you.
By the way, the FanDuel's got an odds boost up here too, Gabe. Garrett Cole and Zach Allen to each throw one strikeout or more apiece at a +150 price. They're again
play that.
Two real
gotta play that.
That's a great number. One strikeout? Yeah. Come on now. It's the All-Star.
Dude,
game.
Even if they gave up a two-run, a home run, Cam, you'd still strike out the side type.
That's
it'd be like,
correct.
Yeah, I struck out the side. You gave up two runs. I struck
also,
out the side.
Are the batters really going up there to walk tonight too? They're going up here to swing.
Exactly.
Nobody's like, hey, I'm gonna work the pitcher.
That's the best. Man, I was gonna say walk tonight. Good for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, MVP, man. Give me that vote.
Man, what plate discipline I had at that All-Star game. You know, that's not happening.
So what you're saying is, can we find a prop? Mookie Betts lays a bunt down the third baseline to start the game.
Oh, dude. That would be the best.
Runs it out and gets on first. You're right, Donnie. People are going to get they're going to go up there and get their money's worth. They're going to get their swings. Yeah. And it's going to be feast or famine. It's going to be strikeout or someone's going to launch one into the upper deck. Right.
Yep.
And that's you know, that's the thing. That's the thing about modern baseball right now. All right. I like that prop a lot, Donnie. I like that. I endorse that wholeheartedly. Both strikeout, both guys get one strikeout in the first inning.
It's lovely.
I would have said it higher, but I don't want to give him any ideas.
No.
Yeah. I would have said over under 3.5 strikeouts combined.
It's going to disappear in a minute.
These guys are going to be throwing like 101 coming out early in the All-Star game.
We got the balaclavas on, Morenci. We can't wake up the people. We're already in the house. Like, no, we're not telling anybody.
Donnie's on top of the boost tonight.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Dottie's really on top of the boost.
Some good stuff. Dottie's.
All right, over under 0.5 runs scored in the first inning. Boosted up to plus 200. Yeah, nice they don't price, see. They're telling you they don't think there's a run in the first inning, bro. They're saying here's plus 200.
Set the hook. Yeah.
All right, more on the other side. We're going to settle the props.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to Citizens continues. I'm Ramsey, Cam Stewart in the house. Dave Sharapan, James Young will join us. We got Christopher Powers. We'll kick it with us from the Golf Digest team. We'll talk about the Scottish Open, the Barbasol Championship, and more week before the Open Championship. So FanDuel does have a couple of boosts up right now. Over under 0.5 runs in the first inning. So will there be a run in the first inning? If you say yes, they're willing to give you plus 200 right now. Was plus 115, now plus 200. And well, Garrett Cole and Zach Gallen each to throw at least one strikeout in the first inning, plus 150. I like that one a lot.
Me too.
That they're both going to get at least one strikeout. So I'm on the National League to win the game. I think it's a lower scoring baseball game as well. I'll get into some of I'll get into why and all this after later on before the game here. But Donnie, I'll throw it to you. What are your picks for this? And we'll start to get into the props and MVP and stuff like that. But are you just going to ride the wave with the American League?
Yeah, I went American League and over as a parlay this morning for a same game parlay at FanDuel. It was plus 275. Trying to dip in to see what makes some sense, like the MVP market. The fun part about that is they're big numbers out there. Also, the home run market. They basically start at 6-to-1 price. But as we know, you're not going to get
because they get limited at bats.
Like exactly, a tomato can pitcher. You're going to face the best of the best each and every time. But if you can somehow, and the good part about that though is, you know, you have the plus 190s, plus 220s in the regular season. You can spray the board here. Pick like four guys, 10, 15 bucks a piece. You knock down one of those 10-to-1 spots, you're in.
So what do you think about the home runs and the MVP, actually? Let's start off with the MVP here. Shohei Ohtani is 7-to-1 to be the MVP. I think the fact that he's not pitching softens it. Like if he would have pitched and hit and it would have been like, man, I pitched two shutout innings, had four strikeouts and had a home run. And it's like, wow. You know what I mean? Give him the damn MVP.
Yeah.
Now he's not pitching, so that takes away that advantage. You've got Acuna right now is plus 950. Mookie Betts is 12-to-1. Corbin Carroll is 15-to-1. Pete Alonso is 18-to-1. Garcia is 21-to-1. Corey Seager, who is definitely a player that's a dangerous. If you like the American League, I think Seager could be worth a look at 23-to-1. Noel, because the MVP is going to be on the winning team. Nolan Arenado, 23-to-1. Luis Arraez is 23-to-1. Freddie Freeman, 23-to-1. Marcus Semien, 25-to-1. Cam, I'll throw it to you first. Any thoughts on the MVP? Who you taking a shot in the dark with here?
Well, I love Acuna in the game. So, like, 950, I think. I know that's the obvious choice. But you're telling me you're giving me a 400 hitter at, what was that, 23-to-1 on Arraez? I haven't made the bet
Luis
yet.
Luis Arraez,
that...
yeah.
Yeah, that'll be clicked. Like, that's, to me, that's insane. This guy gets on bases. I know he's not a home run guy, but hey, a nice double, runs batted in. The guy gets on base. He's a great hitter. That number is insane, if you ask me, Morenci. That's crazy, guys. Like, this guy's one of the best players in baseball, and you're getting in the mid-20s? I like him. I think that's the way. If you like the National League, I think it's well worth a sprinkle. Carroll's dangerous,
Donnie,
too.
What do you think of the MVP props?
You know what I like about this, too? Since you're not going to get a ton of at-bats, obviously guys like Ronald Acuna Jr. are going to get at least two at-bats. There is a little bit of a bump. But if I'm being honest with myself, late in that game, if we're close, a lot of pinch hitters are going to be running through there. They're coming up to the plate again, not to walk, to do some damage. It might be one of those games where it's 4-3, and Nick Castellanos comes in for the National League and gets an RBI double. And he's at 50-1 right now to win MVP. Yep. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., hot as a pistol coming off yesterday. He'll be a pinch hitter later, 32-1. Julio Rodriguez, hometown favorite. They'll probably give him at least two at-bats when he comes off the bench just because he's with the home team. He's 27-1 to win MVP. I'm actually looking for guys to come off the bench Give that big pop, 2-run home run, 3-run home run. That'll be enough to do
it. You read my mind. You know who I have a vision of it being, Donnie?
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Wow.
Will Smith.
50-1.
50-1.
The Fresh Prince of Seattle. There we go, baby. Just not
Will Smith. He's not starting. He's going to come in later in the game. He's a solely power hitter that just, he swings for the fences, this guy. Like, he does not play around. Like, I tell you, Kev, as a Dodger fan, it's frustrating. It's like, he either hits a home run or flies out to the warning track in center field. Like,
you're right.
Every
he
at
swings
bat,
at every
like, home. It's like, is it gone? Nah. But it's like,
he hasn't seen a pitch
every
he doesn't
at bat. So he's going to do the same thing, like Donnie said. It's going to be one of these guys. It's come in. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I like Acuna here just because I feel it wouldn't surprise me if he got maybe three. Him and Betts might stay in a little longer than some of these other guys. Yeah. But he's going to get at least two at-bats. It's a decent number for Acuna here, 10-1 plus 950. Yeah. Talking about the only player in Major League Baseball history, guys, with 20 home runs, 50 RBIs, and 40 stolen bases at the break. Okay? So this guy is just absolute dominant. I wouldn't surprise me if he put a show on tonight, and we'll get his cool-ass necklace on up after. But at the same point in time, at these numbers, like you said, Donnie, everyone's such big odds, you can take a few guys, Cam. I mean, we're getting massive numbers with
great point.
Guys.
That's what I was
like,
saying.
I'm taking
Rance.
Corey Seager at 23-1 as a sprinkle. Yeah, even though I'm on the National League, I'm taking Seager at 23-1.
I'm looking at these odds for MVPs, and I'm getting, what, Scotty Scheffler at 7-1
Bo
in the
Bichette.
Scottish Open?
What about Bo Bichette? He could cause havoc. Bo Bichette.
Way down BB? There. 45-1.
Yeah, giving Vlad the pep talk last night. These
You're
numbers are
good
great.
Good players at big numbers.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you're taking guys over like 10-1, you can sprinkle on a few guys. Gabe, hell, if you got you and Donnie are taking a 25 and a 50, you can sprinkle on multiple guys. These are great numbers.
Exactly.
Like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, Otani, no, it's 7-1.
Nope.
Acuna plus 950 right now. I actually kind of like it.
He's my
Mookie Betts at 12-1.
Interesting.
You can't dismiss him. I don't know. I have a pretty good feeling about him.
He has a lot to prove after that old. After that home run derby, he's probably like going, you know what? Maybe I'll bring it tonight. He seems like a type of professional to redeem himself.
No, he just has fun though, Cam. You know what I mean? He wants to hit home runs and win a World Series. Like, this is just all fun for him. I'm not saying that, you know, he's the danger about the no run in the first inning, Cam. You know how many Mookie Betts is? He guys like hitting a home run in the leadoff spot like almost every second game, if you notice.
You're right.
He leads off the game with a home run all the time, Donnie, Mookie Betts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's been hot
but
too with it. Been hot
10
with
of them.
It.
He's led off 10 times. Like, but like I said, Garrett Cole struck him out pretty easily when I saw. I think Cole's going to overpower him, Cam, in that first inning.
Yep, I agree with you. No, but you said it, man. This guy, you watch Dodger games, home run, home run, home run. Like, he is so lethal from that leadoff position, man. I'm with you. That you're right. He's the problem. If you're going to bet on the no run in the first inning, he's the guy. He could just
any other props catch your eye in this game, Donnie? You doing anything else? Here's Acuna's. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he? He's got a necklace figurine of himself.
Look at that thing. You should see it blown up. The thing's like, what's that thing weighing? It's like a dog chain for a friggin' Doberman. That thing's got to weigh like 10
good.
Pounds. That is that amazing?
Like, who would even think of that? Like, you just like, hey, let me get a nice little bat. Let me get my signature on there. That is actually
that
really
wicked?
Cool there.
That is cool. Yeah, like you said, most guys have their number or something, right?
Number. You know me, Morenci. I'm like, even I went, whoa, like I saw it, I lost my mind. I'm like, that's the best necklace ever.
Pretty good.
Like,
remember in the movie, The Fan with Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro?
Yep.
Wesley Snipes,
he cut the tattoo off him. Yeah.
Oh, that was hardcore over the number. He goes, I'm taking the effing number. And he cuts off.
That's a wild movie, man. Wow.
That movie's out off the chain.
But you remember, Buddy lost his chain in center field, and he wasn't the same after.
Yeah.
He went on a big slump, Cam. He's like, my chain's gone, man. It's in the outfield, and he never found it. And suddenly he went like 0-22 after type thing. He was obsessed with getting his chain back.
Baseball guys are crazy, man. Like, you think hockey players are superstition? What about baseball guys and stuff
stuff.
You talked about the socks and all the other. Like,
oh, you'll notice a lot of these dudes, they all kiss the chain before the bat and stuff. They do a lot of little, like, you know what I mean, superstitious
rituals.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Redbird.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. That's pretty sweet that, Okuna. So, yeah, plus 950. I'm going to take a shot. All right, Donnie, anything else you want to lay down on this game? Any other props or anything you got?
If they're going, if you're looking at the total, right, let's just say 7.5, 8 runs is going to take the win. They're not going to get those all off the bullpen. So if you're looking at first 5 in this game, the total is actually listed at 3.5, which means 4 runs through 5 innings. You'll get still most of the starters there. The better players in the game will be up at least twice here. If they're going to get that total, they better score 4 runs in the first 5 innings, unless we're going to extra innings. And also, question. I know, like, the tie environment where you can have a home run contest at the end. Does that count, like, in soccer as, like, an extra, or hockey, let's just say, as an extra goal or no goal? What even happens there at that point with the total?
Whoa. What is a home run derby to decide this thing?
On FanDuel, under one of the bets is, will the Major League Baseball All-Star Game be decided by a tie-break home run derby? So, yes, there is a – like, I didn't read too into the rule because I'm not going to bet it. Could it get crazy?
What the hell's going on here?
There you go, man.
I was unaware of this.
My man, Fred, baby.
You're telling me they're having a mini home run derby?
7-1. 7-1 if it happens. Yeah.
What? No way. Like, you're not just playing extra innings? Holy jeez.
I don't know. Do you play the 10th inning?
Oh, my God.
Is this a 10th inning home run derby? Like, I don't even know how it works, to be honest. I didn't take the time to lay it out because I didn't bet it. But that's a bet right now.
The last time we didn't read the rules, we were winning a golf match 3-1, and Rory McIlroy walked closest to the pin. Yeah, like
I didn't know about this home run derby thing. You're catching the upper
arm. Yeah. This is a train wreck. That's good for the over.
I'm trying to look up.
They have to count it, right? Or is it like they're not going to
get somebody to do some research on this? Yeah,
I don't know. Somebody else read, man. I got a headache already. Got to go through rules of the All-Star game now. What a joke!
This thing probably will be tied after now. It probably is going to be tied. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't think they want a home run derby to decide this?
I'm trying to.
First time ever.
Who do they? Yeah.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Who do they pick? Rodriguez, I guess? I mean, who's the guy for each team? And Vlad's probably got to go up there for the
American. It just writes itself, Donnie. Yes, Vlad of course, Rodriguez.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continue, so we're just talking about if the game is tied in the All-Star game, there's a home run derby after the fact. They did this last year, so I guess they implemented this rule last year, but it wasn't a tie, so no one really talked about it very much. Should the All-Star game be tied after nine innings, the game will be settled via a home run derby. Each manager will select three batters to participate, and each batter will get three swings. The team with the highest total after three rounds wins. There's a lot of, like, unanswered questions. Who throws the pitches? So is a home run derby, like, what? Is it,
is it that old man who pitched for, like, the Dodgers last night? Or, like, does, can Big John Studd come back?
And, like, what are you and telling me? It is true for betting purposes. Like, yeah. Does it count as one run after whoever wins? Or are you counting each home run? Like, what does this mean?
No, it'll be one run. They can't.
So like a hockey shootout. Like they score five goals. It's like, they you add one. Like,
oh, dude, imagine if four home runs, they add the total. Like we have the under. Five total.
Oh, it's
runs.
8-8 now, guys. 8-8 now.
That's crap. No, it has to be one. It has to put nothing.
You know they're going to do this in the future for regular season games. You know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I there's a lot of things that are coming that I'm not going to be like.
I'm surprised they haven't come up with this yet instead of the Ghost Runner. They say, let's have a home run derby.
You're right.
Fans want to see it.
If it's only three pitches.
I think it's stupid and aggravating. It'll annoy me. Yeah. Like, if we decide this after all this,
I'm
going to play baseball for 4 hours and have a home run derby after? Come on, man.
Dude, me and you are really turning into those guys from the Muppets, man. Like, we hate every new rule. It sucks. It sucks.
Terrible.
I agree. Like,
boo.
It is terrible.
I just mean, boo.
Keep it regular.
Well, how about that NBA Cup? This thing is like the stupidest idea in the history of ideas.
And the championship game will not result in any. Yeah. Thanks.
But the stats won't count.
Count. Okay. Why play then? You're right. Like that. Who in the boardroom? I would have gone like nuts in that boardroom. You say you go bananas. Same with me. Me and you were there. It'd be like, you're done. That idea sucked.
What's so hard about this though, Cam? If it's a tie game, bro. To just, number one, score to end the damn game.
Yes.
Number two, if it's really going on, whatever, bro, just put a position player on the hill. It'll end. That's what they should have done that year at Tide, right? They were out of pitchers. They literally ran out of pitchers that year. It was like, whatever, 15 years ago, whatever, when Selig was there. That's when they came up with the idea after to give home field advantage after. Because the game was tied, and they were out of pitchers, and the managers were like, I don't know what to do. I'm out of pitchers. And it was getting late, too. It was late at night in Milwaukee. And it was like 1 in the morning or something. And they were like, all right, just end the damn game. And it was a tie. And everybody lost it. Oh, I want a disgrace. You can't have a tie. And, like, who cares? Like, I didn't care. And I even liked the All-Star game. I was like, all right, it's a tie. It's a tie. It is what it is. It's rare.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, All-Star games used to end in ties often. Like, it's happened many in the old days. It happened. So it wasn't like some weird. And I know people all it was tied. It is what it is. So whatever, they should have just put a stupid position player out there and someone will hit a home run right away and the game will be over. But so that's the deal for tonight. If it goes to extra innings, we go to a home run derby.
I think
which
we're the only ones
to extra innings.
I don't mind ties at all.
It's going to be a close game.
It works for soccer. Why can't it work for any other damn sport? Ties are fine. You play a game, you tie. You get a point.
Yeah.
Like, why force?
Well, see, listen, we played for three hours, we tied.
Exactly.
It's over. It's done.
What, you're not
going to
have like other games in the season where you're going to get wins? Oh, the tie. Like, you're so right. It's just like, to me, like, I just don't like what, there's nothing wrong with a tie. It's fine with me, but I guess we're the old guys.
I think people are going to want to see, they want to see a home run derby. I saw enough home run derby last night. We're done with the derby.
I did
played
too.
The damn game now.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy. So
agreed.
I don't think it will be. Will it be? I guess we could get in on it. Will it be tied after nine innings?
I almost think they want this showcase, though.
Of course they do now.
Late home run.
I'm just seeing it now. Yeah. What better way to run? And Julio Rodriguez comes in a home run
imagine
derby.
The National
oh,
League.
What a magical weekend there. Like,
yeah, we're sitting in the ninth. We got a lead. Nice shot to tie it up. Oh, here we go. The home run derby part two. We'd just be sitting there going, great. Fantastic.
If you think about it, too, the American League has a big advantage, dude. They got, like, Eraser Rana, Vladimir Guerrero, Julio Rodriguez, all the dudes that killed it last night are on
even
the
Even Rutschman, the guy, kid from the Orioles,
Rutschman?
Was amazing the other night.
Yeah.
He hits on both sides of the plate.
Hit, like, 10 home runs only. Alonso's cold.
You're right. They do have an advantage with, like, big
like, if
sluggers.
We got into a home run derby, like, I like the NL in the game, Cam. We got into a home run derby, we're in trouble. Like, we're going to lose. Like, the American League will win if it goes to a home run derby.
That's time to live. That's what live betting's for, Morenci. Abort.
AL. AL.
AL. AL. AL. Click, click, click. Yes.
All right.
This is crazy, man. You know what's happening now. You know what it is.
I've actually got a I'm mixing some stuff up, actually. I've got Will the Game Go to Overtime tonight in a no prop coming up, but we got a 7 o'clock WNBA game coming up, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You have any action on it?
No, I don't actually. I just have action on this game. I bet the National League hard like the other night, and I kept on piling on. So, you like the Mystics or the Storm? It seems like a short number same for game. The Mystics.
I have a same game parlay. Let's rock it.
Yeah, show.
Yeah, I don't understand, actually, to be honest. The Seattle Storm are terrible, number one. The Mystics are good, and they never get any respect. Like, every game, I'm always baffled by the line in a Washington
that Mystics line, game. What line would you make it? I'd make it 6.5, 7, not 4.5. I think that line's way off. The Mystics
are
decent.
I got it. I made it, I customized it a little bit. What is it now? It's 5. Yeah, about a half point. It's 5, yeah. So to me, they should be laying more than 5. So I made it 4.5, and I'm going over. I beat the total down to over 154.5 from 159. I'm still getting plus 180 because I'm laying the spread, Cam. I didn't play the money line. So that's keeping this parlay up there, and I moved the total down 5 points. I don't see how we should get to 155 here. And I don't see why the Mystics don't win this game, 87 to 78 or something like that. I think they get into the 160s probably. You know what I mean? Look, the total's 159.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of accurate. I think it'll be right around that number. I just didn't want to get screwed. So, and especially I still like it at plus 180. So there's my play, Ken. The Washington Mystics to win by 5 or more and to go over 154.5 points plus 180. Nice payday.
It's a good number.
$100 pays back $280.
Very good number. Mystics should take care of business tonight. Total 154. Yeah, that's low. The other game, though, when you're looking at the spread, like we've talked about this Vegas train wreck, like laying 18 points in these type of games, the Mercury's playing a little bit better. I'm actually looking at the dog in the late game with the points.
That's bold, bro. Very bold. I don't like, man. The thing is, we've talked about the Las Vegas Aces, and Coach James Young's going to join us later. We've talked about the Aces, and it is true. They're sort of better in spots against, like, really good teams where they want to send a message or they're fired up for the game than when they're laying these big points against teams. But with that being stated, the Phoenix Mercury are just absolutely dreadful. They're a terrible basketball
team. They are.
And they routinely they basically get blown out all the time.
They won their last game.
When was the last time they played? They won the last game.
They were huge underdogs against even the Sparks, and they won outright. 78. Well, Griner finally had a sheet 29-11. They won 78-70.
The Sparks. The Sparks are
the second
too.
Worst team. Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad.
The two worst teams in the league.
I kind of tell you right now, the Sparks are not a good team yet.
The Sparks suck. They're 7-12. Yeah. And the Mercury are 4-14. Yes.
No, I'm saying, all right, Vegas. Vegas and Phoenix played like basically recently. I remember because we talked about it.
Phoenix covered.
They didn't. They lost by 20.
Hold on.
They lost 99-79.
99-79 Sparks.
But they were getting 19. Phoenix. They nearly covered.
Yeah, 19-20. Okay. Aces.
That game was in
fair
Phoenix.
Enough.
So now tonight they're getting 17.5 in Las Vegas.
I don't know.
The time before Cam they played, albeit last year, Vegas won 117-80.
That's a problem. Yep.
They beat 79-63. That's what you need tonight. That's like the type of game.
I haven't bet it yet. I'm just saying, like, it's for me, it's the Mercury or nothing. I don't care if the game's in Vegas. I'm not laying 17.5 points with these people, with this team. No thanks. I don't care how good.
Vegas are 5-1. For the record, they're 6-0 straight up the last six times they played, but they're 5-1 against the spread. Phoenix covered once. Like I said, like Vegas beat them by 20, by 37, by 16. That's the one they covered by 20, and they beat them by 12 another time, but they were only laying 8 that night. They were laying eight. That was last year. Listen, I think it's going to be right around the number, but I'd be leaning with Vegas just because the Phoenix are just bad. That's the problem.
Yeah, they are.
So as you stated, Phoenix are coming off a 78-72 win against the LA Sparks. They were competitive, but if you look, Cam, they were losing every night, right? They've won twice in their last 10 games, Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And you look at Vegas. Vegas are coming off a 113-89 win against Minnesota on the road. And they did lose. I swear to God, I've talked about this a lot, guys. Anyone that pays attention when we talk about the WNBA, I brought it up. I brought this up with Mo, remember, on Friday night, guys, with Matoy Pearson, who's a big WNBA better, odds maker, et cetera. The Dallas Wings are the one team, for whatever reason now, Vegas have a hard time with.
Oh, yeah. No, the Wings always play here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
And no, but
it's weird.
The Wings beat them. They finally beat them the other night. They knocked them off. They covered the other two times. Like, I talked about them. I'm like, man, they only won by four the other night. I remember because I had Vegas in a same game parlay one night. It was a sweat job, bro, to win the game against Dallas. Then Dallas covered another time. I brought it up the night that they played. If you were here, I don't think it was a Friday, when I said, you guys know that Dallas are like 13-1 or something all time in Vegas against the spread. They covered that night in Vegas. Then they freaking beat them in Dallas the other night outright. Like, the Wings are not scared of the Aces.
Which is
they're weird. The only team.
Where would you rank the Dallas Wings in NBA power ranking?
Like fourth?
Fourth, exactly. Type, I'd say. Middle of the pack. For a middle of the
Aces,
pack.
Aces, Connecticut, Liberty, Sun. And I'd say Sun, the Liberty. Wings.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the Mystics, it could be.
Yeah, so I'd
Mystics
say four.
Five.
Yeah, four or five, I guess, right there. I think the problem with the Mystics is they lost their center. They lost one of their best players. So they're not quite – that's why they're priced differently, but they're still pretty good. One thing with the Mystics, if you notice, Cam, they either just blow you out or they'll lose.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretty good at the Mystics. Like, you know what I mean? If they're rolling, the Mystics will roll. Like, they're pretty good. They got – they're not a young team, the Mystics. They've got, like, some vets on that team. They're a good team, the Mystics.
Do you know an interesting stat in tennis that I think you'll appreciate? Do you know, so Wimbledon today, both underdogs won on the women's side. Do you know Jessica Pegula is 0-6 in quarterfinal matches in her career, and she's from Buffalo? Just saying.
Yeah, dude. There's something. Yeah,
there's something.
I don't want to say it because I'm a Bills fan, but somebody was raging at me today. They're like, can you believe she lost 15 of the last 16 points?
It's insane.
She's a Buffalo Bill, bro.
They got to do, I told you, it's time for a shaman at that place. They need an exorcism. I think it's nuts.
She literally lost, Cam, I think 17 the last 18.
She did. She got smoked again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's time to make our game time decision right now. Give me the Washington Mystics minus the points, minus 4.5 points, over 154.5 at plus 180. It's a sweet paying same game parlay right there. Cam, what do you got for us?
Not much, Gabe. I'm actually going to give the people before we start. Is there any tennis going on now? I really got tennis fever. Nothing?
No.
Tonight? No. Well, I got to wait
there's always tennis
for
somewhere
and
in the
Eubanks?
World, but yeah, Wimbledon. Yeah, it's the middle of the night in England. It's midnight.
And I'm not betting Igor in Russian table tennis. I told you that sport's banned. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're down five right now, plus 1.5. Might as well take them on the money line. Split in half versus Houston. Live bet. There it is.
You know what? Actually, yeah, the NBA Summer League game, I'm kicking myself. I didn't get in on that. I was wondering why Oklahoma City were favored, Cam, in that game.
Now get in when they're dogs, or now I'll pick them. They were down five. Now they're down three.
Yeah, but I like Houston. I actually like Houston.
Oh, you like Houston?
They were plus six.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I didn't think that, yeah.
They're only one to pick them on the money line now. If you like Houston, now they're minus 2.5. They just hit another bucket. So
stupid 6:30 games. These start times catch me off guard. I knew that game when we were talking about baseball with Donnie, and I knew I was like, I don't know.
Just remember Summer League, Gabe? Always the first game at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock your time, and then the other one half an hour later, and then they do like the 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They have the same times all the time. It's weird.
It's the one thing I like about the Summer League. They do play a lot of late games. Like they go late in Vegas.
Well,
like that's when I sort of jump in.
Well, that's what the gamblers like, nice and late to bailout special. you're going into the summer league, some crazy stuff late in the fourth quarter. Why not?
Well, you know, half the people in the arena have money on the game.
Yep.
All right. Brilliant. It's just, man, what's the in-game total here? 202. Man, I really missed out on this. I was just going to take the plus six in the over in this game.
Over was the play, too.
Son of a...
With these teams.
It's still going to go over the 200 here. What
Dude,
is it? Was
203 and a half now. Holy
205
geez.
And a half now. It's going to go over, bro. It's going to go over. Take the over.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.